Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the modern business solutions breach that apparently was into the hundreds of millions at this point in time. So the thing about any breach, the thing about any incident, is taking a look at it and going, okay, here's three or four things that happened that if it was to happen in my environment, would look like this, or would look like that, or we'd have to do these other things, right? So with modern business solutions, here's a couple tips for you. Check your environmental showdown. And when deploying new technologies, make sure you do some Googling in terms of setting up a secure configuration of the technology. So here's what happened insofar as we know it. Modern Business Solution had a customer database. That customer database was moved to MongoDB. That MongoDB instance was identified with Shodan as being vulnerable. There was then a exfiltration of data out of that. Modern Business Solutions was notified that exfiltration was going on. It closed it, or didn't close it as the case may be, because the exfiltration continued. It's now been remediated, but that data has been posted and removed a couple times off the internet, and it's got hundreds of millions of personally identifiable information, including email addresses, personal addresses, IP addresses, all the addresses. All the addresses are leaked. So, what could they have done differently? One, so oftentimes when I'm talking to organizations and they deploy technology, specifically if it's newer technology, right? So Mongo isn't like brand new, but I imagine when they deployed it being a few years back, it's a relatively new database. And so they don't take the time to figure out what the security standard is, how it should be deployed, right? Oh, we just installed and it worked. So step one, particularly with newer technology, but definitely with any technology, Google's your friend, use a search engine, and pull down the configuration standard, the recommendations to harden it. Now with Mongo, there's an entire chapter within the manual on how to do the security settings. So the developer, the admin, could have done that and probably saved a lot of problems. Part two. We talk about quite frequently the need to test yourself before someone else tests yourself, right? So Google's your friend for manuals. Shodan is your friend for checking things. Run these Shodan scans against your own environment, your own perimeter. Had they done that, they would have recognized and identified that flaw, hopefully before the criminals did, and they could have addressed the issue. Had they done that as part of the deployment before any data was out there, they could have avoided all sorts of problems, right? So search engines are your friend. Googling for documentation and using Shodan and other type scanners to look for vulnerabilities. And then, of course, address them. If you're a consumer, you're like, hey, what can I do? Lie. A lot of people today I see are using more and more often falsified addresses, falsified information, because our stuff keeps getting leaked. What do you expect, right? I don't know if that's the answer, but I think that's kind of the day and age we're in at this point in time. That's it for me. Any tips on securing Mongo? Hit me up. Let me know. Comments. Social media. Have a good weekend.